Good morning. My guest this morning is Diane Bailey from the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, a great old favorite coming up at the Raven beginning on June 24th. Bye Bye Birdie.
Yes.
It makes me want to say, of all plays. So talk a little bit about that show.
It was written in 1960, so it is actually a period piece
now, so
to speak. And really, 1960s pop art movement, you know, was my inspiration for really how to present this play in 2016 as a period play. And so the entire production pops. I mean, literally pops.
Uh-huh.
You have talent that pops, our leads. See Serena Flores as Rosie and Jonathan Graham as Albert and Thomas Kinney as Conrad Birdie are just fabulous, as is the whole cast.
Remind people or tell people anew, because a good bit of the audience perhaps was not around for it. What are the great hit songs?
The great hit songs that you will remember is Bye Bye Birdie.
Right.
Put on a Happy Face. A Whole Lot of Living to Do. Sincere. There's the Ed Sullivan hymn that the family sings that you will remember. They're so excited to be on Ed Sullivan that they do a hymn to him.
And who, though?
Yes. So, you know, those are the characters of the show. And, so again, it literally just pops. The scenic design is fabulous by Michael Mingoya. Again, inspired by the pop art movement of 1960, especially Red Grooms, who was an artist at the time.
That's right. Yeah.
So much. Do you remember Red Grooms at the time?
Do.
Yes. And so he worked a lot with scale, unusual scale. So we took inspiration from that, and Michael designed a 7-foot phone that the teens will be dancing on, a 12-foot television, a 10-foot bongos. So there are iconic images of the time.
Very early 60s.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's becoming more and more of a co-celebre, because the 50th anniversary of The Summer of Love is next year.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
That's right.
That gives ages me a bit.
Yes, doesn't it? And that was really, I thought, pretty far down the line.
Right.
I always thought that that The Summer of Love should have been more like 1964 or 5.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So this was, you know, well, the film was done from Bye Bye Birdie in 1963, and a lot had changed in those 3 years from 1960 to 63 in pop culture, especially. So it's quite interesting to see it as a period piece now, since I grew up, you know, in the late 60s. I was very young in 1960, but still.
I'm not going to confess that one. No. So what drew you most to this show before you chose it?
Well, actually, Stephen David Martin, the artistic director, sort of, you know, presented it to me and, you know, and said, oh, hey, you know, why don't you think about this? And really, because it was of the time of 1960, and because my mother was a real Elvis fan, and I took her to see him in 1968.
Oh,
and just
wonderful.
The whole fact, the characters, that was the inspiration for Conrad Birdie and the story.
Well, Diane, thanks very much for coming in and alerting us to Bye Bye Birdie. And
great.
Let's tell our audience that indeed the Bye Bye Birdie will rock the Raven Theater beginning on June 24th, and the run goes through July the 10th. For information and tickets, you can go online to theraventheater.org or call 433-6335 for tickets and information. Diane, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you all for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.